Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning, I'm Holly Kwon. Thanks for being here. Here's what's happening. A lot of Bay Area commuters battling the wind and rain today of our latest storm system that's moving through the region. KCBS's Mike DeWald is live in Marin County, where he was watching how this storm was shaping up. Mike?
Right, Holly, after about what was a fairly dry hour or so, just a little bit of a light rain falling again as this storm has been passing through. Still, the wind has remained pretty constant throughout, pretty blustery, pretty gusty. The strongest gust of the morning, 82 miles per hour, was here in Marin County. I'm actually outside the PG&E yard here in San Rafael. We are expecting to get an update from PG&E about their response, about some of the challenges they've faced with the weather, with the wind, putting trees into power lines, things like that, cutting power to some customers. Now, at peak, there were about 6,000 PG&E customers without power because of weather challenges. About three quarters of those were in Marin and Sonoma counties, with some also on the peninsula. Since that peak, a lot of progress has been made. Closer to about 800 to 1,000 customers still without power here in Marin County. One of the biggest challenges from the wind this morning has actually been out at SFO, where there are two compounding delays. There is the visibility problem, FAA putting in a ground delay of about 2 hours. That is because of that poor visibility. That, at this point, is expected through 7 o'clock tonight, though SFO says it will reevaluate throughout the day. There is also a departure delay, and that is because of these winds that have been blowing throughout the day. That's an extra 15 minutes worth of delays. So a lot of delays at SFO. Currently 160 delays, 8 canceled flights at SFO. Meanwhile, at Oakland and San Jose, just a small handful of delays. So really the problems focused on SFO. So we will get a sense of what the power situation looks like. And again, a lot of the major part of this storm, the rain has blown through, but still a lot of that wind still causing issues. We've heard problems in San Francisco with similar wires and power lines down. San Francisco Fire urging people to stay for 30 feet away if they happen to come across that. Reporting live in San Rafael, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Thanks very much, Mike. Mike DeWald at a PG&E substation in Marin. We'll be hearing from him and the updates from PG&E later on today. The government shutdown now in record territory as we enter day 36 of a political stalemate. We spoke with CBS chief White House correspondent Nancy Cordes, who says now that the election's over, there are signs negotiations could start back up.
They don't want to reveal that until they've got something they think both sides could live with, but it is a step in the right direction after more than a month of basically no negotiation.
The ongoing shutdown continues to have a very real impact on the nation's poor and hungry. As KCBS's Matt Bigler tells us, SNAP benefits remain in limbo, leading to longer lines at food distribution sites.
at a Salvation Army food line in San Jose.
Did you give him apple soup?
The lines were long but orderly, and there were enough fresh fruits, vegetables, and bread to go around. That wasn't the case a couple of days ago when Salvation Army Major Daniel Freeman says they actually ran out of food.
And so we were scrambling to find other sources just to find enough food at least so we could give something to people coming through the line.
I spoke with one mother with a baby in a stroller and an older daughter. She didn't want to be recorded but said she was in line because her SNAP benefits had expired. 74-year-old Kat Powell told me these food distributions help her to stay housed.
The rents are sky high, and so I appreciate the extra food.
Yesterday, President Trump suggested the U.S. would not pay any SNAP benefits during the government shutdown, even though the courts have ordered those emergency funds to be released. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
In the first race for Santa Clara County Assessor in over 30 years, Los Altos Vice Mayor Nysa Flieger is leading a four-person race. And this special election comes after longtime assessor Larry Stone decided to step down early. Elected in 1994, he is the county's longest-serving elected official. The county assessor oversees $8 billion in over a half million properties. Flieger is the assistant assessor and was endorsed by Stone. And last count, she was ahead with 40% of the vote. The U.S. Travel Association and hundreds of travel organizations are pushing Congress to do something about the government shutdown before the holiday travel season. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports from San Jose International, where travelers say they're unsure of their travel plans.
It's a mixed bag right now out here at San Jose International in terms of how travelers feel about traveling by air.
You feel confident traveling?
I super feel confident.
There's not a lot of staff. It kind of makes you a little bit apprehensive if it's not staffed properly.
It hasn't bothered me yet.
Yeah, I am concerned. I mean, it takes out all the festivity and all the happiness. Yeah. And they're just additional stress for no reason.
Those in the travel industry say more than likely over the holidays, if the shutdown continues, we'll see significant delays, but that shouldn't affect safety. Henry Hartefelt is a travel industry analyst.
The FAA is not going to compromise safety and allow the shutdown to compromise safety.
At San Jose International Airport, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tax increases are a hard sell to voters these days, but Measure A appears to be passing in Santa Clara County. That is the sales tax hike to offset Trump administration health care cuts. But it may not be the only time the county has to go to the voters. Turnout for this election was higher than usual, and that worked in the favor of those pushing a 5/8% sales tax to raise $330 million a year for 5 years to make up for Trump administration cuts in health care and other programs. San Jose State political science professor emeritus Larry Gersten says while voters were okay with a tax hike now, they may not be next time. And he says there will be a next time.
It just doesn't plug the hole. I mean, we're talking about at least $1 billion a year no longer coming from the federal government for a variety of programs, not just health. Bringing in $300 million is a nice start, but it's not enough. It's not enough. There will be another effort downstream, probably by next year.
Opponents say there's nothing requiring the county to use the Measure A funds for health care, and the county needs to tighten its belt and stop spending money on a small fraction of its 2 million residents. The California Republican Party not wasting any time by filing a federal lawsuit today to invalidate the passage of Prop 50. That is the ballot measure to overhaul the state's congressional district boundaries.
No matter what your socioeconomic background is, you deserve to be treated fair. You deserve to be treated equally. And that's what this lawsuit's about. Fair and equal representation for every Californian, no matter the color of your skin.
That is California GOP Chair Corn Rankin. The approval of Prop 50 could allow Democrats to gain up to 5 additional seats in the midterm elections. The measure pushed by Governor Newsom in response to a Republican-led redistricting effort in Texas.
What a night for the Democratic Party, a party that is in its ascendancy, a party that's on its toes, no longer on its heels, from coast to coast, sea to shining sea. But it was not just a victory tonight for the Democratic Party. It was a victory for the United States of America, for the people of this country and the principles that our founding fathers lived and died for.
A California measure replaces maps drawn by an independent commission with new districts created by the democratically controlled legislature. Supporters celebrated it in downtown San Francisco last night. KCBS's Jack Ferris was there.
If you're keeping score at home,
2024 was worse than 2016.
Laura has election days ranked.
2024 was just like, this guy already showed us he's a criminal, he's a liar, he's a sore loser, and now we're voting for him again. So last November was terrible.
But her team had reason to rejoice Tuesday as Proposition 50 passed with flying colors, and local party leaders, the likes of State Senator Scott Wiener and District Attorney Brooke Jenkins, arrived to take a victory lap in the bar and look ahead to the 2026 midterms.
Thank you for everything that you guys have done to support not only us, who are trying to keep Trump out of San Francisco.
In San Francisco, Jack Ferris, KCBS.
Some California Republicans worry that with the passage of Prop 50, that could portend the beginning of an even harder time for their party in the state. KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports from a No on 50 watch party in Los Gatos.
Ethan Schiffman, who lives in San Jose, was feeling down as the results came in, saying it can be hard to live in a state that is so blue.
We want to change things. I see it on campus as a student of San Jose State University. I see it with my friends. I see it on social media. People don't really like how it's been going.
And the fear now for many here is that after getting more seats, Democrats won't want to give them up when the change expires. Carol Pefley organized the watch party. She's running for a state assembly seat in the Central Valley.
I do worry that it won't get changed back, but even more I worry that they'll do it to the Senate districts and the assembly districts. If it's so easy to do this to the congressional districts, why not just take it all?
Lori Osebrick lives in Willow Glen.
I think it's going to backfire because people that thought that this was going to get rid of, you know, maybe a politician that they don't like that happens to be a president right now, their own backyards are going to be affected by this.
In Los Gatos, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
A 9-year-old boy who was shot Sunday at an Antioch smoke shop remains in critical condition. Police arrested a 17-year-old boy who turned himself in. Investigators say the teen was in the smoke shop Sunday afternoon around 4:30 when he got into an argument with another customer, pulled a gun, and fired. The boy, whose uncle owns the shop, was playing in a back room when he was hit. The intended target was unharmed. The 17-year-old suspect remains at juvenile hall and has not yet been officially charged. Voluntary recall of produce. This time it's for yellow and white peaches sold at Trader Joe's, Target, Costco, and Whole Foods. Moonlight Companies out of Fresno County announced the recall last week after listeria was detected in the fruit's packing facility. Peaches sold between September 16th and October 29th sold under the Moonlight and Kroger brand names. They were sold individually, stickered, or in multi-packs.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.